Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, January 1st, 2023 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. Happy New Year, everyone. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Resolute and Paper Excellence merger has received Canadian Competition Bureau approval. Also making headlines last week, Rainier Advanced Materials Jessup facility was impacted by natural gas supply disruption. A force majeure, folks. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this. Happy New Year!
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Uruguay in Happy New Year. UPM enters final phases of construction on new pulp mill in Uruguay. UPM said it is finalizing the construction works of the new pulp mill in Uruguay and is entering the final phases of the project. The startup of the UPM Paso de los Toros pulp mill is expected to be by the end of the first quarter of 2023. While the project work continues intensively, the finalization of the construction work is an important milestone in the project, UPM said. Since the investment decision in July of 2019, over 20,000 people have been involved in various construction sites related to the growth investment, including the construction of the UPM Paso de los Toros mill, the pulp terminal in the port of Montevideo, and the 11 housing areas around Paso de los Toros. The project now proceeds to the finalization of the electrical, instrumental, and automation works and commissioning. the auxiliary boilers and power boilers have been commissioned. Water intake and water treatment process, as well as the process air system, are already in use. Now, the recovery boiler testing has started and is advancing well, and commissioning is progressing in all process areas, UPM said. Happy New Year. Dateline Zurich. Amcor sells facilities in Russia. Amcor announced that it has completed the sale of three of its facilities in Russia to HS Investments, a Russian-based investor, after receiving all necessary regulatory approvals and cash proceeds, including receipt of closing cash balances. The cash and debt-free consideration value is 370 million euros. Now, this follows Amcor's previously announced decision to pursue the orderly sale of its Russian business while continuing to support its people and customers, as well as preserving value for shareholders. The Russian business produces flexibles and carton packaging for one site in St. Petersburg and two sites in Novigrad and employs approximately 900 folks. Amcor's three sites in Russia generated approximately 2%, that's 2%, of total Amcor sales in fiscal 2022. Cash proceeds are expected to be used primarily for debt repayment and share repurchases. The transaction is not expected to have a material impact on the outlook for fiscal 2023, the company said. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Canada and Happy New Year. Contract ratified for Domtar Dryden Unifor mill workers. Over 450 Unifor members in Dryden have voted overwhelmingly in favor of three new contracts with Domtar. About 225 wood harvesting, trucking, road construction, and shipping employees with Local 324 voted 100% in favor of their new deal, while 225 maintenance, production, and office staff with Local 105 at the Dryden Pulp Mill voted 96% in favor. Unifor Local National Representative Stephen Boone says the packages contain some of the largest monetary improvements in the forest sector in over 35 years and provide long-term stability for Domtar or any potential buyer of the mill. That's interesting. Boone added that the deals address the soaring cost of inflation. Ain't that the truth? Top pay in the Woodlands operation will increase to $49.28 an hour, with the top pulp pay reaching $55.26 an hour in the final year of the new contracts. All of the agreements run until August 31st, 2026. And if you want to see other highlights to the contract, read the story, Contract Ratified for Domtar Dryden Unifor Mill Workers, on our Nip Impressions website at www.nipimpressions.com. Again, that's www.nipimpressions.com. Happy New Year, everyone. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexco has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexco at norexco.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back in the back to the news and Happy New Year. Dayline Canada. Tolko extends downtime at its mills in North Okanagan and Caribou. Two divisions of Vernon-based Tolko Industries will take additional downtime for the month of January. Tolko said the curtailments affects the Armstrong and Soda Creek lumber operations and that the downtime will be evaluated at the end of January to determine the next steps. Quote, a lack of available economic fiber and weak markets are impacting our operating footprint in the province, said Troy Connolly, Tolko Vice President of Solid Wood. He said this in a press release. Troy continues, quote, while our goal is to ensure consistency and stability for all of our operations, the steep decline in lumber demand and the upward cost pressures in the province made this decision necessary, end of quote. Now, these temporary curtailments will reduce production by approximately 35 million board feet of stud lumber. Troy says, quote, this downtime will affect more than 350 of our employees in these operations. We don't make these decisions without a lot of consideration. We have an extremely committed workforce at these locations and whose families and communities rely on Tolko. We will continue to support our employees during this challenging time. End of quote. Pino Pusci, who is Tolko's Vice President of Marketing and Sales, assured customers that his team will continue to support its customers and do its best to minimize any impact. Pino says, quote, our customers are understanding of current market conditions and are aware of our ongoing commitment to serve them, end of quote. Dayline Newark, California. Worker dies after getting trapped in a hopper at a Newark, California gypsum plant. Despite efforts to rescue the worker, a worker died in a hopper accident at the Newark gypsum plant and distribution center on Tuesday, December 22nd, according to the Alameda County Fire Department. Firefighters were told about 3:45 p.m. local time Tuesday about a worker trapped in a four-story hopper at Pabco Gypsum, that's spelled P-A-B-C-O in all caps, Gypsum. Powder inside the hopper got hung up somehow, and the worker went inside the hopper to assess the situation. Alameda County Fire Department Special Operations Division Chief Paige Bowie said. A, quote, very large quantity fell on him, end of quote, Bowie said. And he was trapped in the powder, which was a lot like quicksand, they said. Both co-workers and firefighters tried to pull the worker out unsuccessfully. Firefighters tried to rescue the man from above and below where he was. Bowie said it was deemed unsafe for firefighters or workers to go in, to go where the victim was in the hopper. Firefighters eventually cut a hole in the hopper with a pentagon torch, or petrogen torch, that is, and pulled the man out, Bowie said. The man was pronounced dead. The man's name was not immediately available from the Alameda County Coroner's Bureau or the Newark Police Department. The chief financial officer for Pabco Gypsum did not immediately return a call seeking comment on the case. Dateline Georgetown, South Carolina. Damage from weekend Christmas weekend freeze causes shutdown of International Paper's Georgetown, South Carolina mill. What is being described as a perfect storm of events has resulted in the unexpected shutdown of International Paper Company's Georgetown mill, and the Christmas weekend blaze was to blame. The problems began Friday, according to information from the mill's union. A tube in a power boiler blew Friday night, a post on an IP union Facebook page said. The water swung on the other boilers, causing it to trip. With the boilers out of service, the public noticed no steam coming from the steam stacks at the top of the mill. The post said, quote, "We were then able to recover from that, but only had one turbine running and two recovery boilers," the post stated, "and then one of the recovery boilers tripped. Because IP was unable to generate enough power at its internal power plant, they began to rely on Santee Cooper for power. However, because of the hard freeze, Santee Cooper Power was having trouble meeting the demand for electricity system-wide, so it could not provide the amount of electricity needed for IP. A company official said Santee Cooper notified the company of the situation, but there was not enough time to get the company's power making back up and running. With no power and below freezing temperatures, the black liquor inside the pumps, tanks, and lines froze solid, according to the Post. Electricity was restored on Christmas Day, which was the easy part, they said. Getting everything unplugged and to start making pulp, they said that was going to take weeks. The Post said, "We're in serious trouble, and it is going to be bad," adding that it will cost the companies millions to recover from the damage. Company spokesperson Josh Flemings said it was too soon to know the accuracy of the predictions made by the union. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Ritallo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritallo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. And Happy New Year. Dateline Richmond, British Columbia, and Montreal. Resolute and Paper Excellence merger receives Canadian Competition Bureau approval. The Paper Excellence Group, through its wholly owned subsidiary, Domtar Corporation, a global diversified manufacturer of pulp and specialty printing, writing, and packaging papers, and Resolute Forest Products, a global forest products company, jointly announced last week that the Canadian Commissioner of Competition has entered into a consent agreement regarding the parties' business combination. Once the combination has been finalized, Domtar will acquire all of the outstanding common shares of Resolute stock for $20.50 per share and one contingent value right tied to potential duty deposit of funds up to $500 million. Now, the consent agreement filed by the Canadian Commissioner of Competition with the Competition Tribunal completes one of the remaining conditions of the closing of the transaction. The transaction remains on course to close in the first half of 2023, subject to the satisfaction or waiver of other conditions to the closing of the merger. Happy New Year. Dateline Jacksonville, Florida. Happy New Year, everyone. Rainier Advanced Materials Jessup facility impacted by natural gas supply disruption. Rainier Advanced Materials Incorporated announced last week that its facility at Jessup, Georgia, has been impacted by a force majeure declared by its natural gas provider, a Southern Natural Gas Company, LLC, due to an unscheduled outage of the Elba Express Pipeline's Hartwell Compressor Station. Southern Natural Gas's notice of the event can be found online, so it's true, and it wasn't very nice. Southern Natural Gas Company has asserted that during the period of the SNG force majeure event, which commenced on December 24th of 2022, Rainier's Advanced Materials Jessup facility will be subject to a financial penalty for each MMBTU of natural gas consumed in excess of a contractually allocated amount. Now, based on this and other current assumptions, the company expects that the event could reduce EBITDA by approximately $755,000 to $900,000 per day. And accordingly, if the force majeure event were to continue through the end of 2022, the company estimated that its aggregate EBITDA would be impacted by approximately $6 to $7 million lower than it otherwise would have been without the financial penalty. The company's facility at Fernandina Beach, Florida, is not affected by the force majeure event. Now, folks, there was an update on this just a couple days after, or a few days afterwards maybe, that said Rainier Advanced Materials announced that the force majeure declared by its natural gas provider, Southern Natural Gas Company, LLC, due to an unscheduled outage at the Elba Express Pipeline's Hartwell Compressor Station had been canceled. The event impacted the natural gas supply to the company's facility in Jessup, Georgia, and has resulted in an estimated $4 million EBITDA impact to the company. That's pretty tough. The company continues to reserve all rights to fully examine further and potentially contest the validity of the financial penalty that it was assessed, and that had been assessed. We'll keep you posted if we hear any more, folks. Dateline Fernandina Beach, Florida. Firefighters in Fernandina Beach extinguish West Rock machinery blaze in just over an hour. The Fernandina Beach Fire Department and Nassau County Fire and Rescue arrived to a commercial structure fire on Thursday, December 29th at 8:04 a.m. local time. Arriving at the scene, units observed industrial equipment ablaze at the West Rock Paper Mill. Firefighters worked with mill staff to gain access to the fire as quickly as possible. The fire had been discovered by mill employees who activated the fire suppression system for the machinery. While this emergency measure contained the fire to just the conveyor belt, the wood chips and dust ignited at the top of the machinery at least 90 feet in the air. Now, firefighters hoisted hose lines from the ground to the platform of the equipment, and despite the hard-to-reach location, firefighters were able to extinguish the fire in just over an hour from the time that they were dispatched. The fire was determined to be accidental, Fernandina Beach Fire Department said. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.